What we used to call Ayers Rock is now Uluru, so is it time to consider an Indigenous name for Australia's most famous mountain? Mount Kosciuszko was named in 1840 by Polish explorer Paweł Strzelecki in honour of his homeland hero, General Kosciuszko, a freedom fighter who died in 1817. Well, now the Geographical Names Board is considering a proposal from an Indigenous group for Mount Kosciuszko to be given its traditional name, and the goal is to display that name alongside what we know the mountain as today. Claire Wheaton filed this report.
There's no denying that Mount Kosciuszko is one of Australia's most famous landmarks, our highest peak and popular for skiers and hikers all year round. But not everyone knows it by that name. Narrago elder and Tumbarumba resident Uncle John Casey says he calls the mountain Kanama Namaji, meaning snow and mountain.
It's been Kanama Namaji for 4,000 years since we've been on country. Till the white men come in the early 1800s, and that's when they change it.
He's behind a proposal before the Geographical Names Board for the dual naming of the mountain, which is a spiritually significant place for Narrago people. And he suggests there could be as many as 20 different Indigenous names for the mountain.
Not for us, but it's for the children down the line. We're just trying to return culture and heritage to our people. There's not many of us left.
It's the first time the Geographical Names Board of New South Wales has received an application to give Mount Kosciuszko an Indigenous name. Another Narrago elder, Michelle Francis, also supports the bid to call the mountain Kanama Namaji.
It sits well with most people that hear it, that know it. They understand that it is Narrago language, it's Narrago country.
But not everyone agrees about what the name should be. And according to Narrago woman Iris White, part of the problem is the fact her language is disappearing and there aren't many speakers left. She's been in consultation with the National Parks and Wildlife Service for more than 15 years.
That name is not from our language. In fact, Kunama is quite offensive to Narrago people and to a lot of other groups of people. It's offensive because in some of our languages, Kunama actually means a faeces.
Iris White is also the chairperson of the Southern Kosciuszko Executive Advisory Committee, which was set up to link the management of Kosciuszko National Park with traditional owners. She's calling for a broad consultation process, saying there are at least six different Indigenous groups that should be part of the conversation. So, in the absence of an agreed traditional name for the mountain, her elders wanted to stay known only as Mount Kosciuszko.
I don't think anyone wants to give something an Aboriginal name just for the sake of it sounding Aboriginal or it sounds good.
The Geographical Names Board is undertaking consultation with Indigenous communities and says it will not make a decision until that process is complete.
Claire Wheaton.